May it please the Court, I'm Terry Wood and I represent Mr. Veers. If I could maybe respond to a couple of the questions that the Court directed to Mr. Friedman regarding whether the Court is required to accept the District Court's determination that Agent Landers was credible in his opinion that he could smell the odor of marijuana. We did argue in our brief, opening brief on page 54 through, I think, 58 or 60, that the Court clearly erred in relying on making that determination. And that was based on the fact that Agent Landers had withheld this material information about the informant, withheld the fact that the conversation where there was a marijuana grow discussed occurred 2 years prior to the time that he began investigating, the fact that Agent Landers failed to provide the Court with information that it needed to determine his ability to reliably smell, and some other reasons that are set forth there. So,
does that make it into a deliberate or reckless misrepresentation?
Make the agent's claim that he smelled the marijuana into?
Yes.
Your Honor, I believe that Judge Hogan found in that respect that the defense evidence established that there was a good likelihood that he made a false positive. In other words, that he honestly believed he smelled the marijuana, but he didn't. It wasn't an accurate
or reliable. If he honestly believed that he smelled the marijuana,
That was the finding that the District Court made.
Yes. If that is true, then it's not a deliberate or reckless misrepresentation, is it? And isn't that what is required?
That's true, Your Honor, but I believe that there are two fundamental issues here. One was a Franks hearing that challenged the veracity of Mr. Landers on a number of issues. The other issue, though, was regardless of how the Court ruled on the Franks claims, whether the warrant itself still provided probable cause for the search. And we've argued, at least Mr. Veers has argued fairly extensively, that the warrant did not provide probable cause for the search because the opinion regarding the power consumption being enough to support a high grow was simply conclusory and not supported by any factual basis in the four corners of the affidavit, that the opinion regarding the detection of marijuana odor was also conclusory and not supported by any factual basis that a magistrate could determine that opinion was reliable. And so basically, without the opinion of the power consumption, without the opinion of the detection of the marijuana odor, then the warrant fails to state probable cause, regardless of whether Mr. Landers made recklessly false statements.
Let me just ask one more time. What would make the agent qualified to detect the odor of marijuana in a case such as this?
Your Honor, the District Court would certainly have to make that finding based on facts presented in the affidavit. I believe, based on the evidence from Dr. Woodford, that it was humanly impossible to accurately detect the odor of marijuana under the circumstances of this case. And nothing would have made Agent Landers qualified because it would be humanly impossible based on how humans detect odors.
So what are you asking us to hold?
Your Honor, we are asking the Court to hold, of course, to reverse the District Court, but to do so on the basis of the need for there to be a factual basis in the affidavit to support the reliability of an officer's opinion that he detects an odor of marijuana.
You've already told us that that's impossible.
No, I said it's impossible under the circumstances of this case, the facts of this case, that from that distance and with there being no apparent venting of the odor inside the residence to get outside the residence based on what the officer tells us, that it's the opinion of Dr. Woodford that it would be humanly impossible to detect the odor, to accurately detect it, not to think you smelled it, but to accurately smell it.
I'm having trouble reading the judge's order. I can't figure out exactly what it is that you would have us hold. Are we supposed to hold that the judge made findings of fact that are clearly erroneous or did not make findings of fact?
Your Honor, other than disputing, saying that the Court's finding that Agent Landers was credible in his belief that he smelled marijuana, we've argued that's clearly erroneous. The other issues that we've argued for lack of probable cause are all questions of law. does the affidavit within the four corners contain a factual basis for the magistrate to determine?
If it's questions of law, that means it really doesn't matter what the district judge said or the order.
Correct. It's de novo review by this court on the.
I guess I'm still confused as to what it is that you want us to hold as a matter of law and what you're asking us to say is clearly erroneous.
Your Honor, I believe that it's already clear from the Ninth Circuit precedent as a matter of law that the affidavit has to state the factual basis for the magistrate to be able to determine whether an opinion or conclusion is.
That's too general for me. Maybe my colleagues understand it, but I don't in the context of this case. It looks to me as though the problem with the affidavit is that it looks very much as though the policeman was intentionally deceptive, covering up the indictments of his confidential source, the motivation of his confidential source, the staleness of the information from the confidential source, and the affidavit is dodgy about the electric usage. It says it's high without saying how high. Minus 1700 kilowatt hours per month, and I don't have electric heat. I don't know if it's that high. It looks as though the policeman was deceptive, but I don't have a finding one way or the other that I can really fasten onto.
That's correct. Judge Hogan didn't find deception other than the material omission of facts.
He found non-deception.
Your Honor, he said, and just about...
I know he said, well, about the odor, it really didn't matter about the informant because she just triggered the investigation, right. But I can't tell whether he says the policeman was trying to fool the magistrate.
Your Honor, he doesn't. He says that the officer made a material omission of fact regarding the confidential informant.
Which lines are you looking at? I see where he says defendants argue it. I can't tell where he found one way or the other that the policeman was honest or not.
He only made a finding regarding there being a Franks violation as to the material information regarding the confidential informant being omitted, Your Honor.
Could you tell me the page and line you want me to underline?
I am looking for that, Your Honor. It's on page 7 of the order, which would be on page 172 of Mr. Veer's excerpt of record, where the court says that information was omitted.
What line?
It would be the second to the last line, Your Honor, or third, second, and last line of that page.
He doesn't say whether it's intentional or not.
You know, Your Honor, he doesn't. There would seem, though, since he made a finding that they knew this information and it wasn't put in the affidavit, that one would presume it was at least a knowing omission from there. Your Honor, what he does find regarding the Mr. Lander's sense of smell, that finding is on page 175 of the excerpt of record, and he says... He doesn't make a finding regarding the reliability. What he makes a finding is that he found Agent Landers to be credible with respect to his representations regarding the detection of marijuana. So he found him to be credible, and that is a distinct concept from whether the person is reliable. You could be the most credible, believable person in the world and yet provide untrustworthy information because the information is not reliable. You didn't accurately perceive something.
He might say, I smelled marijuana, be telling the truth as he sees it, but he doesn't really know the smell of marijuana from the smell of horse manure or hay. I don't know what that smells like.
I think selective perception is probably the more likely explanation. We all know that smells can trigger memories. Well, selective perception basically says memories or your mind can trigger the honest belief that you're smelling something that you're not.
Now, so your argument that where the court finds Landers credible there on page 10 goes to the question of Franks, but does not go to the question of the legal basis for issuing the warrant. Is that correct?
Correct, Your Honor. It does not go to whether there is a basis for the magistrate to determine the reliability of that opinion that he smelled marijuana.
So what we need is a statement in the affidavit. I've had training where they put marijuana in front of us and
well, that would be one
it.
Way, Your Honor.
That's what it smells like, so I know what it smells like.
Or he should, we submit, Your Honor, he should tell the magistrate how far away he is when he smells the marijuana, whether there are other structures and how close they are to the source that he claims marijuana.
Are you saying that then that as a matter of law in the circuit, that we need to, before somebody can say, I smelled marijuana, that we are going to have to come in and tell you how far away I was standing?
Well, Your Honor, I'm saying that would be one, that's a factual basis for somebody to evaluate it. And the court, you know, would find that that's just incredible. If, you know, what if he'd said, I smelled it from 300 feet away?
I have no idea if it's incredible to smell it at 300 feet. I don't even know what it smells like.
Did
the affidavit say that the policeman knew what it smelled like?
It did say that. It never said that he had reliably detected the odor of marijuana under similar conditions or in similar distances, and that would be something that someone could.
Yeah, although that's true. I mean, when you get down to the those kinds of details, but the district judge does find that he's been on something like 35, that he's offered testimony on something like 35 other warrants, and always, you know, he's had 100% success rate on that.
But, Your Honor, that's not within the four corners of the affidavit. So, again, that argument was going to what has to be in the affidavit for a magistrate to determine whether the opinion is reliable.
Counsel, you've gone way over your time.
I'm aware of that, Your Honor.
I think your colleague saved a little bit of his.